Michael Jordan dominated basketball like no one before him. Yet for 6 brutal years, he couldn't win a championship. The problem wasn't his talent, it was his isolation. Only when he stopped trying to do everything himself and brought in the right people, Scottie Pippen, Phil Jackson, Tim Grover, did those 6 championship rings follow. This isn't just a sports story, it's a mirror reflecting the struggle most of us face. We're conditioned to ask, how do I do this, when we should be asking, who can help me? That single shift in thinking, from how to who, transforms everything. It's not about laziness or delegation. It's about recognizing that your biggest limitation isn't talent or time. It's the stubborn belief that you must figure everything out alone. Our education system drills self-sufficiency into us, but this becomes a cage as our ambitions grow. When you face a challenge and immediately think, how do I solve this? You're setting yourself up for procrastination, exhaustion, and mediocrity. But when you ask, who can help me with this? You unlock collaboration, energy, and exponential results. Here's something surprising. Procrastination isn't always weakness. Sometimes it's wisdom in disguise. When you find yourself putting off something important, your subconscious is sending a signal. You want this outcome, but you lack the knowledge or capability to achieve it yourself. That's not failure, that's information. Research shows 85 to 95% of college students chronically procrastinate, and the numbers are rising. We beat ourselves up over it, shrinking our self-image until we stop believing in ourselves. The number one deathbed regret? Never pursuing what we truly wanted. But procrastination reveals the solution. When you procrastinate, you're stuck asking how. Shift to who can help, and the energy returns. You suddenly access someone else's time, knowledge, connections, and capabilities. Lars Ulrich placed a newspaper ad seeking musicians to jam with. That simple act led to James Hetfield and Metallica. Psychologists Arthur and Elaine Aaron's self-expansion model reveals humans are fundamentally driven to enhance capabilities through relationships. Your potential isn't what you can do alone, it's what becomes possible through others. Paul Heiss needed to expand into India. Instead of spending months researching, he asked, who can help? He contacted the Indian Consul General, who connected him to an industrial development leader. When he needed scrap steel suppliers, he hired a retired supply company president as consultant. Result? Operational in India within 5 months, generating $20 million revenue within 18 months. Heiss's confidence transformed. My potential is virtually limitless when I focus on who instead of how. Dean Jackson hired Mandy to clean his condo, then expanded her role to manage laundry, groceries, and car maintenance. His home became 1 week ready at all times. Within months, his business revenue doubled because his free time went entirely toward high-value creative work. Labor attorney Jacob Monty hired a driver, saving 90 minutes daily. During car rides, he reviewed case files and made strategic calls. Within a year, his firm's revenue increased 40%. The average person makes 35,000 decisions daily, each depleting mental energy. Delegating routine decisions preserves capacity for what truly matters. The freedom equation creates a positive feedback loop. More free time leads to better thinking, which creates better opportunities, which generates more resources to free up even more time. Start small, house cleaning, basic administrative tasks, then expand your support system as your capacity grows. Nicole Whipp worked 80, 100 hours weekly as a solo attorney, trapped in exhaustion that actually decreased her billable hours. Her first hire struggled without clear expectations, teaching her that others often possessed superior specialized skills and her well-being directly affected firm success. She evolved into a transformational leader by understanding each team member's strengths, offering challenging assignments, and connecting work to larger purposes. She established clear key performance indicators while giving team members freedom to achieve them their way. Research shows teams with defined success metrics and autonomous processes demonstrate 32% higher productivity than traditionally managed groups. Self-determination theory reveals three workplace needs: competence, mastering valuable skills, autonomy, controlling one's work, and relatedness, meaningful connections. Teams given autonomy without clear direction underperform, while those receiving both clear objectives and implementation freedom consistently exceed expectations. The leader's role is defining the what, specific, measurable outcomes, while empowering the team to determine the how. This includes establishing boundaries, providing resources, removing obstacles, and maintaining accountability. Success is measured by value created, not hours worked. Millionaire Wesley Sirk nearly died falling from his roof while avoiding a $7,900 air conditioning repair. Over 50% of people don't survive such falls. This near-death experience transformed his perspective. His first small step was hiring someone to put up Christmas lights. Carl Kasseldine spent hundreds of nights learning to code his company's website, work a professional would have completed for $1,200. When he finally hired a sales manager for $120,000, it generated a 25% profit increase worth $2.5 million in the first year, making his delay cost approximately $15 million. The shift from cost mindset to investment mindset changes everything. Successful people view others as investments that multiply returns, not expenses. If you have money to solve a problem, you don't have a problem. You have an opportunity to invest in someone who can solve it better than you could. Joe Polish became Richard Branson's largest fundraiser by creating genuine value first. At one event, 92 people from his network each contributed $2,500. The principle? Never reach out without meaningful value to offer. When building relationships, ask what's in it for them and ensure your vision aligns with their objectives. Gratitude transforms relationships through physical benefits, stronger immunity, better sleep, psychological benefits, more joy, optimism, and social benefits, increased generosity, reduced isolation. People who feel appreciated want to help more. As Adam Grant notes, givers succeed in a way that creates a ripple effect. In relationships, always be the buyer. Be selective about who you work with. Your tolerance for misalignment decreases as you evolve. Being the buyer means rejecting anything not aligned with your vision, leading to freedom of relationship. By saying no to misaligned people and obligations, you engage only in high-value relationships where both parties enhance each other powerfully. This selectivity isn't arrogance, it's respect for everyone's time and potential. Your procrastination isn't the enemy, it's a compass pointing toward the who you need. Tiger Woods and caddy Steve Williams won 13 major championships together over 13 years. Williams provided strategic advice, psychological support, and even intentionally misinformed Tiger about distances when it would improve his game. Their partnership exemplifies effective collaboration, being genuinely open to others' suggestions, creating fast feedback loops, and seeking to be a hero to your team. The Beatles, With a Little Help from My Friends, evolved from a rough sketch into a classic through rapid iteration and group input. Pixar's Brain Trust meetings, Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger's partnership, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak's complementary skills all demonstrate that collaboration multiplies individual talents. Genco Janitorial Services transformed their industry by treating employees as valued people rather than functional resources. Their Dream Manager program helps employees pursue personal goals from homeownership to starting businesses, achieving a 70% retention rate in an industry averaging 100% annual turnover. Like the NASA janitor who told President Kennedy he was helping put a man on the moon, Genco's workforce embraces a larger purpose. Every entrepreneurial breakthrough comes when you find the right people rather than doing everything yourself. Being a hero brings out the best in humans. By expanding your vision and enlisting others to help, you'll create a legacy that extends far beyond what you could achieve alone.